Barack Obama's pronouncements about foreign policy during the 2008 election campaign suggested that he was prepared to rethink the Bush administration's approach to governments that were hostile to the United States or that did not conform to American ideals about democracy and human rights. The Obama administration seemed to be signaling that it sought dialogue and engagement, as an ExxonMobil executive put it after the president's inauguration. They are saying that about Russia. They are saying that about China. They are saying that about Iran. That is the cornerstone of their foreign policy. Why not Equatorial Guinea, too? That was the basic question that Anton Smith had presented in the 6 analytical cables he filed from Malabo during the late winter and spring of 2009, hoping to redirect Obama administration policy toward deeper engagement. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's advisors included some energy realists, such as those who had shaped her husband's second-term policies aimed at securing oil supplies from Central Asia. Clinton named as Special Energy Policy Envoy David Goldwyn, who, before joining State, had organized a business group designed to support Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi's plans to reopen the Libyan oil business to international corporations, among them ExxonMobil. To run Africa policy, Clinton named Johnny Carson, a longtime Foreign Service officer who had served as U.S. Ambassador to Kenya, Uganda, and Zimbabwe, before his appointment by President Bush as National Intelligence Officer for Africa. Between Goldwyn's background as an oil industry consultant and Carson's deep experience of engagement with flawed African governments, Anton Smith's arguments about Equatorial Guinea had at least some influential readers inclined to his views. The human rights community saw an opportunity to mark a new course too, but in a very different direction. The new Obama administration has an opportunity to show that energy security does not have to come at the expense of human rights and good governance, Human Rights Watch argued in a major report about Equatorial Guinea released that July. It recommended investigations to seize and repatriate to Equato-Guinean citizens assets in the United States obtained through corruption, and it recommended that Obama ensure through new or existing laws and regulations that U.S. companies do not become complicit and the corruption and abuses that mar resource-rich countries like Equatorial Guinea. The formulation of this recommendation suggested that ExxonMobil was not already complicit. Anton Smith attended a launch event around the Human Rights Watch report, where he said he did not recognize the Equatorial Guinea described by the report's investigators, who had not visited the country in recent years, in part because it was difficult to do so without official sponsorship. Smith's adversaries at Human Rights Watch and the advocacy group EG Justice were appalled by his remarks and his defense of the Obiang regime, and they argued privately to state officials that Smith was unfit to represent the United States in Malabo because he had evolved into an apologist for the regime. As in other areas of foreign policy, the Obama administration proved conflicted about whether to pursue realist engagement with Equatorial Guinea or pursue a more liberal, activist agenda of the sort recommended by Human Rights Watch. The department did agree during 2009, as Smith had recommended, to upgrade its representation in Malabo by appointing a full complement of liaisons to Obiang, an experienced ambassador, a deputy chief of mission, and a defense attaché from the Pentagon. To some degree, Smith's arguments prevailed. The Obama administration continued the policies of security, intelligence, and limited military engagement with Equatorial Guinea that the Bush administration had forged after the 2004 coup attempt. Yet American policy changed only in increments. There was no fundamental re-examination. On May 4, 2009, Ken Cohen wrote to Human Rights Watch to describe and defend the corporation's policies in Equatorial Guinea. ExxonMobil is committed to being a good corporate citizen wherever we operate worldwide, Cohen wrote. We maintain the highest ethical standards, comply with all applicable laws and regulations, and respect local and national cultures. At the same time, the practical realities of doing business in developing countries are challenging. EG, like many developing nations, has a limited number of local businesses and a small population of educated citizens. Many businesses have some family relations with a government official, and virtually all government officials have some business interests of their own, or through a close relative. While it may be virtually impossible to do business in such countries without doing business with a government official or a close relative of a government official, it is still possible, indeed, it is expected, that we do business ethically and comply with all U.S. and local laws.